KQED.
The excitement is palpable on the streets of Washington, D.C. this morning as the nation's capital celebrates the beginning of President Barack Obama's second term in the White House. The California Report's Scott Schaefer is bundled up to handle the East Coast chill, and he joins us to share some of the energy of the scene. Scott, has the musical entertainment started yet?
Well, I have to tell you, Rachel, I'm a few blocks from the Capitol, so if it has, I can't hear it, although I will make my way over there soon. People are very excited to hear Beyonce and James Taylor, among others, but I can't hear that from where I am right now.
That's fine. Your mandate is really to talk to the Californians in the crowd there in Washington, D.C. Tell me about some of the people you've met.
There are a lot of Californians, as you might imagine. We are about 15% of the population, and we're well represented. I've seen a number of people, including a man who just walked by with 49er gear on. He was wearing a San Francisco 49ers hat. I also spoke to a woman who just happened to have gone to high school with Barack Obama, a woman from Oakland by the name of Robin Helbling.
I went to high school with her.
You went to high school with her?
Yes, I did.
Hawaii?
In Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah, what was he like?
He was a cool guy.
She hadn't come to the first inauguration, but made sure that she was here this time. I've been talking with people also about what they want to hear the president say today in his inaugural address. And one woman I spoke with, Nadia Razi from Mission Viejo, works for the Environmental Protection Agency. And, of course, she wants to hear him talk about the environment.
We're coming from the environmental field, so we would really like him to say something about climate change and, you know, acknowledging that more. That hasn't necessarily been a priority thus far. And haven't heard lots of news that it will be, but hopefully he will say something about energy, climate change.
Is it you feel disappointed that it hasn't been more of a priority?
Absolutely, yes. It's not just a U.S. priority, it should be a world, global priority.
Scott, over the last week, you've been making the rounds in Congress, talking to members who are long in the tooth and some who've just arrived. What have they been telling you?
Well, the freshmen in particular have a sense of optimism that they're going to break through during this Congress. All of them come to the Capitol, of course, hoping to work across the aisle with Republicans or Democrats, depending on their party. It's a pretty impressive delegation, I have to say, among the freshmen. There's 14 new first-time newbie members of Congress. Two of them are physicians, Ami Berra from the Sacramento area, and Dr. Raul Ruiz, who defeated Republican incumbent Mary Bono Mack. And all of them, whether they're Republican or Democrat, say that they were sent there to get things done. They listened to the voters, and I know I've talked to a lot of voters this year, and they're really tired of the gridlock. Whether or not that attitude of bipartisanship continues beyond the feel-good day of inauguration, we'll have to wait and see.
Scott, so many freshmen in the California delegation means that we have less seniority in the California delegation. How is that expected to play out over the next 4 years?
You're right, Rachel. Between retirements, redistricting, the top two primary where you had incumbents facing off against each other, California has lost a lot of seniority in the congressional delegation. 14 freshmen out of 53 members of Congress. So, in a place like Congress that runs on seniority, there's no question California's clout is going to be reduced. You know, that said, we also have a couple of powerful senators, especially Dianne Feinstein. So it's not like California won't be heard, but we won't be chairing as many committees as we did in the past Congresses.
Well, Scott, thank you for talking with us from Washington, D.C. today.
Thank you, Rachel.
We've got a lot more of Scott Schaefer's inauguration coverage online. Check it out at californiareport.org.